Hello, my name is Quay. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Mizan. So, what is the reason of call, please?
I was returning your call from customer support.
From customer support of which one? Supreme Top?
I'm a third-party call center. We have 400 different companies, but your name and number was left in the system for a callback, so I was returning your call.
Okay, got it. So this morning I had a transaction of $67. I don't know where did that come from. I just want that transaction canceled. I didn't do it. So in my transaction details, I found the number and I called into that number. So yeah, that's the reason.
I'd be happy to see. Why were you charged? What's your zip code?
Zip code is 48823 and charge was $67.
Your first and last name?
Mizan and Rahman, MIZANRAHMAN.
Okay. An account is pulling up. May you verify your shipping address?
31 Middle Vale Road, apartment 1577C, East Lansing, Michigan 48823. So there was no shipping. I didn't do anything. So I just got charged $67.
One moment while I review the account. Okay, so I show here on November 27th, you paid $5.74 to enter into our sweepstakes to win a KitchenAid. Now, it did state that the sweepstakes came with a monthly membership where you are charged $67.32 each month, but in return, you receive a $125 voucher and your chances of winning increases.
So, I don't want all those things, please. Can you please cancel that and refund my money?
I
That
can
would
get
be
the
great.
account canceled and I can see what we are able to refund you because it is a valid charge. It was stated via the terms if you elect to enter the sweepstakes, what would take place? And we also email you letting you know what you have submitted to.
I didn't get any sort of email communication so far.
Well, we're showing where it was emailed to your middle name, where MIZANME dot B. UET@gmail.com.
No, I didn't get any email, and I do not remember clicking on anything which says that I am getting $67 monthly membership fee. I don't recall that.
Well, it was stated in the terms, so what I can do is get the account canceled and see what we're able to credit back
Yes,
because it
please.
is a valid charge.
Yes, please. The terms and conditions that I will not go into that part, but what I will say is please cancel my account and refund the amount, please. That would be great. And I also did not get any sort of communication email so far.
Okay, well, we're showing where it was delivered. So now I have successfully gotten the account canceled. Now, in regards to the $67.32, because one, it is a valid charge still, and also you did elect to enter the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid, and it was stated numerous of times, and we did email it to you as well prior to us even charging. We are able to credit you back a 35% refund.
No. I just want the whole amount, please, and I don't want the KitchenAid and staff. As I said, I did not get any email. I checked again. As I'm talking to you, I checked again. I didn't get any email so far.
Okay, so we know where it was stated before you paid the $5.74. You have to click the terms and conditions, and it also is showed in the lower right hand of your screen, the terms and conditions. So therefore, even if you elect to still continue into the KitchenAid sweepstakes, we do send it out 2 days after your transaction before we even elect to charge, which we sent it out on November the 29th, letting you know that, okay, this is your terms and conditions of the sweepstakes that you did enter before we even charged, which was December the 3rd. So we sent it out 2 days in a row prior, so therefore it at least lets you know what you are entering before we even charge, and you have 24 to 48 hours to call in to get it canceled. So since you didn't, that was when you got charged on December the 3rd. Now, the most as a courtesy that we are able to credit back is a 50% refund. And that's only been courteous because it is a valid charge.
So I'm not getting any product, right?
Yes, sir. You have a $125 voucher in your email. And also, you're still in the sweepstakes to win the KitchenAid because you're still in it this month, even though your account is canceled.
No. Please cancel my account. And I do not want any sort of stuff. And as I said, I did not get any email.
Okay, so the account is canceled, and the most that we're able to credit you back is going to be a 50% refund.
No. I just want my 100% refund, and if you are not...
Because it was stated in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, in the terms and conditions, but I did not get any sort of email communication right after that. And from the Facebook page that I clicked on, I'm sorry to say... I had all the documents and the proof that all the comments in the Facebook page that I clicked on to buy that KitchenAid, it was all fake. All the accounts were created at the same time. I have all the proof.
Okay, we have the proof where you elected to still enter the sweepstakes. You paid the $5.74.
Yeah,
$5.74, and we have where you agreed to the terms and conditions. So the most that we're able to credit back is a 50% refund.
I will call back later. But for now, what I can say is I did not get any communication email, as you are saying. And
so would you like your cancellation number? Because I did cancel the account.
No, I do not want the cancellation number. I will call back again on Monday. I will also talk to the credit card company, and we'll try to find out what I can do, because so far from my understanding, the thing that I was trying to buy, the page that it said that it is only $2.95. I don't know how come I fall into this trap. So anyway, I will see, because what I was thinking is I was trying to solve this matter because it was completely a fraudulent activity. Because all the accounts were created at the same day, and they posted a picture that, okay, I got my KitchenAid. But when I did not get any sort of communication email, then I understood that, okay, I got into a trap. Anyway, $5.74 was okay, but right now I can see that it was $67 more. So that's too much. If you can refund that money, then that's okay. Otherwise, I might have to go for legal action. Anyway, I mean, this is above you, so I don't want to be rude, but that's also bothering me, you know. I'm not getting any service, and I don't recall anything. If I can get my 100% money back, then things get settled down easily. I hope you got it.
Okay, so we are able to credit the $67.32 back into the account. I did submit the refund. It does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account, but here's the confirmation number that the account was canceled out and your refund was successful. Let me know when you're ready.
So I will get the full refund, right?
The $67.32.
Okay, please go ahead with the number.
Let me know when you're ready. She is in Charlie.
Yes.
262-992.
Just a moment, please. 262. Just a moment. Nothing is working. Please go ahead.
C as in Charlie. 262-992-4929.
Okay, 262-992-4929.
Yes.
Okay, so then I will get $67.32 back, right?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay, bye-bye.